Howdy, the neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. We're back with Jim in just a moment.
There's a lot of talk about Made in America. Let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for over 85 years. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings are made right here by people who care about quality of both materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home, a custom steel building, a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has 4 manufacturing facilities right here in the U.S. And with 33 branches for sales and service, there's a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller, you get the best quality products to protect your family and your property. And you're supporting local jobs and local families, hardworking folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, over 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. And after 85 years, you can trust we're doing things right. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort, and better peace of mind. Visit MuellerINC.com or your local Mueller location today. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
The executive director of the Livestock Market Information Center, Jim Robb, says it's unprecedented, the run-up over the last 4 weeks on our slaughter cattle market and higher wholesale box beef trade as well. He says the market is extremely current right now, and a key component of that, the amount of beef that's being exported internationally.
We suspected, we looked at the weekly data, the year-over-year increases in beef exports have been very strong so far this year, and March confirmed that the trend continued. So the strong export profile, that component of demand, also the domestic consumer component of demand, have been quite robust in here. Year over year, for the month of March, USDA reported Friday that export beef tonnage was up 25%. We had over 20% year over year gains in exports to Canada, to Taiwan, to Japan, and 16% year-over-year gain to Mexico. And that was the best March that we've had since March of 2011 in terms of U.S. beef export tonnage. That export market is clearly part of the reason that packers have had to chase cattle supplies, and we've really had, you know, this exceptional marketing environment.
Jim Robb, on the unprecedented nature of this cattle market going sharply higher, he says the lower carcass weights that we've experienced in recent weeks is not caused by wintry weather, but rather it's been all about aggressive marketing stretching all the way back to last fall.
In the wintertime, in my long history of doing cattle market analysis, is now up to decades, I hate to admit. This time of year, to have these weights pulled down at this dramatic of a rate that we've had over the last 5 or 6 weeks has always been caused in the wintertime by winter weather severely impacting animal performance. Now, you've just recently had some very difficult winter weather in Kansas and some of our surrounding states, but we've had a pretty mild winter up to this point in time. So the marketing rate causing these cattle weights to come down is unprecedented in my career. So, you know, let's remember that some of this is happening due to some kind of unique factors.
Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center talking about this current cattle market. It has been driven by several things, including excellent beef demand domestically and internationally, as we've alluded to. Also, the extreme nature of the currentness of this market. We have been pulling our feedlot cattle aggressively forward, selling them earlier than normal, and the carcass weights have come down. Fewer pounds going through the beef pipeline, and that's one of the keys to higher cash cattle prices over these last 4 weeks. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.